Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs alone. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs, with Dr. Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Good. Dr. Elaine, how about you?
I'm great.
Good.
As always, our show is here to prove that chronic disorders can be cured without the use of drugs and surgery. And by that, we also mean that after a while, you will not need our treatment. We have tons of cases on our website, drtong.com, D-R-T-O-N-G, that will elucidate this and show you that we have so many patients who have been on medication and drugs for years and years who have failed surgeries, and after a couple treatments from us, doing so much better off their medication completely. Last week we had with us two amazing cases. We had Wayne and Lauren. Wayne actually suffered from COPD severely for the past 2 to 3 years. Was put on inhalers with steroids, had a lot of difficulty exercising. He actually owns a roofing company and has very physical work, bringing materials up and down ladders, and he's also a skydiver. And with the inhalers, he was not doing very well. After the first treatment, he woke up the next day doing a full day's work. His face, actually, we didn't mention this, his face became pink, actually, right after the treatment again.
It was pale.
It was pale
and
kind
wrinkled.
Of blue and wrinkled, His skin was also tighter. We didn't mention that as well. And then, actually, his energy was much better. He's had only two treatments now, completely off his inhalers, doesn't even need them. And
that's
also
after the first treatment, he was off
after
everything.
The first treatment, he was off everything.
Yeah,
after,
he ran up and down three stories.
After the second treatment, actually, his testosterone tested too weak on him. He was taking exogenous testosterone.
He didn't need it. That means it.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We also had with us Deborah on a very, very touching story. Suffered from fibromyalgia for 20 years, chronic depression, was put on antidepressants and Adderall for concentration as she started school. And after a while, as the stress became more and more, she actually, the medications were not working for her anymore. After the first treatment, she actually went off all her antidepressants. Her energy was better. Her pain was much better. She had severe pain going down her arms and legs. And after the second treatment, she did not even need her Adderall to focus with school anymore for studying. She's had four treatments now. She's feeling better than ever. She doesn't get emotional anymore about past emotional trauma and doing very, very well. Our number is 714-556-8664. Again, 714-556-8664.
And all our testimony are posted on past testimony are posted on our website, drtong.com, drtong.com.
Right. Shall we get to our first guest?
Good. Let's go.
Okay, let me welcome our first guest today, Violet. Welcome,
Hi, Violet.
Violet.
Hi.
Hi, yes. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
You sound a lot better than...
How are you doing?
My breathing is better.
Give us...
My breathing is a lot better. I don't get as tired. I don't have to stop talking right away.
Well, you're talking to us now, so this
exactly.
is actually a very good testament. Give us a little background of what you were suffering from before you came to see
us. Before, I couldn't breathe, inhale good, and I'd get up, and I'd be short of breath, and it'd take me quite a while to get inhale anything. I couldn't breathe in good.
What were you diagnosed with?
Well, I got a lot of troubles. I've got heart problems, lung problems. I get everything wrong with
heart, lung. And then you're also on dialysis. Is
She's
that correct?
I'm on dialysis, yes. Yeah, I'm on everything.
Chronic renal failure.
Yeah, right.
And then how many medications were you put on?
Seven or eight, I guess.
Seven or eight medications.
Seven or eight.
Okay.
Counting the sleeping pill.
And plus the sleep. Now, and then yesterday when you came, you had a hard time lying on your back. How is that now?
Oh, yeah. I don't lie on my back like that because I have one of those chairs I sleep in.
Okay.
They had to buy that for me to get up and down because I can't get up to get down. I need help.
Your biggest problem is that you couldn't breathe and you couldn't talk.
Yeah.
You don't have any air to talk.
No, yeah. I know.
Yes. Not like this.
No, yeah. I'm talking better. And I'm breathing in a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that. That's good.
And how long have you had the problem for?
Oh, about since June.
Oh, only since June?
Only since June. So before that, your breathing was okay?
I was fine. I didn't have that trouble.
So
I got a UTI at the time.
Oh.
And I thought it was all caused from that.
I
don't think it's that. I don't know. So I had six antibiotics, and now I'm all done the antibiotics.
Oh, so they put you on six antibiotics for your urinary tract
infection? Well, to do that UTI to get that infection out.
That's terrible.
Because I had it for a long time.
That's terrible. That's why you're sick.
Now, when did you go on dialysis?
3 years ago.
Oh, 3 years ago. Okay. But the antibiotics are definitely going to weaken your kidney, which in turn will weaken your lungs.
Well, I'm all done.
Right.
Yes.
You have problem urinating. You don't have too much urine.
Yesterday when I came home, I urinated right for the first time in a long time.
Like how much?
I did the regular thing that a person would do. I did it only once.
No kidding.
Today I went twice, but very little.
Yeah. Okay. How about in the past? The past few months? How much you were doing?
Pads? About eight times, very little.
Very little,
eight
right?
Eight times a day, but very little.
Very little.
Not a normal urination.
No, never a normal. Yeah, okay. Last night was the first time I had a normal one.
Wow.
That's after the treatment.
After the treatment, when I got home.
With the first treatment, yes.
After your treatment yesterday.
Yeah. So, you know, you have to understand that it'll take some time. The first treatment is not going to clear everything, but...
No, I understand because my hand hurt all the way home. It hurt so bad, and I had to put a heating pad on, and it didn't go away until I went to sleep. And when I woke up, I stopped moving and it started hurting. So I've got the heating pad on it now.
Good.
So that'll get better, he said.
Right.
Yeah. Remember when I first started treating you with your hand?
Yeah.
Even before I finished injecting your hand, you said you breathe better already.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, because the lung freeways and the large intestine freeway all go to your lung. It helps you breathe.
Right.
So after a couple of injections, you already breathe better, but you have too many blockages.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So you may be sore and painful from, so you probably need a couple of treatments to get that out. Yeah, get the...
Once that clear, you'll breathe even better,
right.
And your urination will be better because the lung and kidney are all connected together.
The lung and that and everything.
Yes,
Now, how's your sleep? How did you sleep last night?
Well, I have to take a sleeping pill. Because for years, I haven't slept good. I don't sleep. Sometimes I don't sleep for two nights in a row. But that's been like that for years.
So, is yesterday any different or no?
No, I just took my sleeping pill.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And after a while, I went to sleep. But another thing, I had a stiff leg when I left there. Very stiff leg.
Mm-hmm.
The left leg where you put the needles in.
Yeah.
And this morning, it's not stiff, but I can't, my knee, when I bend it, it hurts.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put a heating pad there, too.
Yes.
Do you feel any stronger with your leg?
Well, not yet. I just went to the bathroom and I just got up to have breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Just a wee bit. Not yet.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But I know I will. I have that. I just feel that I'm going to get better and I'm coming back.
Good.
I mean, you've been talking to us for almost 10 minutes now.
You couldn't talk yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But you sound strong.
Not, 5 minutes, 5 or 6 minutes. Yeah. Yeah.
You sound strong. You can breathe. That's the whole problem. You couldn't breathe yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Huh?
Yes. Well, wonderful. So, and then did you start taking the herbs yet that I gave you?
Yeah, I just took two.
Great.
I just took two of them.
Great, great.
With my breakfast.
So continue doing that this week, and then we'll increase it once we see how you respond to it. And then that will also make you stronger and treat the kidneys.
Yeah, eventually we know that you can walk because we have a kidney patient there on dialysis. He's named Aaron. And you guys can go to our website and YouTube program, see him.
My daughter got that. She showed it to me.
Exactly, okay, perfect.
Yeah, he couldn't see anything. Everything was dark, like a 20-watt light bulb. Yeah. And after the first treatment, he become like a 100-watt light bulb. And
this, then he only... Right after the first treatment?
Yes.
Really?
And he only... could only walk 25 steps or something like that. He would have chest pain. Yeah. Today he walked 3-4 hours.
Good.
And all the time. He hasn't seen us for like 2 years. Yes. And he's still doing well.
Right, right.
Good, good. Mm-hmm. I am. And I'm coming back.
Okay,
I have
good.
A lot of faith in you.
Okay,
and
good.
I know I'm going to get better.
Violet, great. Thank you so much for sharing your story after the first treatment. Take care.
Okay.
We'll see you soon.
Thanks. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Okay, I'd like to welcome our next guest with us today, Samantha. Welcome, Samantha.
Hi, Samantha.
Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy work day to join us.
Oh, no problem.
Working for a very tough boss.
I am very tough.
Sam, give us a little, kind of a little recap, how you actually, what you're suffering from and how you came to know us and how, you know, the whole story.
Okay, well, I came to know you guys by working with you guys.
Yeah.
You know, I've been part of your family now for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I had suffered from low back pain for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Elaine gave me a treatment not too long ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, no. That was your wrist, remember?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. A few months ago,
mm-hmm.
You know, there was a lot of stress going on at work, and my wrist and my hand started hurting.
All of a sudden?
Yes, it was suddenly, you know, and was just a lot of stress going on at work.
At work? How can you have stress?
A lot of changes. I mean, nothing with you guys, but, you know, we were going through a lot of changes, and it was very stressful. We were trying to switch from one billing system to another one, and it was just not working.
Mm-hmm.
It was not working the way we wanted to work.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it was very stressful. So my hand started hurting,
mm-hmm.
and it was very painful.
Like severely, yeah. And just to let the listeners know, Sam actually is very cool under pressure. Nothing really bothers her much, but that just goes to show how stressed she was. Cause
actually, I want to say that you are the best manager we ever had.
Don't get it.
Yeah. And this comes from my heart. Not kidding.
Thank you.
And Dr. Elaine and I secretly, we both agree, yes.
Thank you.
So tell us, So then what happened?
So then Dr. Elaine gave me a treatment.
Mm-hmm.
That was on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right after the treatment, I felt great. The mm-hmm. pain subsided.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, Saturday, I felt terrible. I did. You know, and I was thinking to myself, why did I do this? Because the pain was, it wasn't just soreness. You know, it was pain.
Right. Mm. Like I said, sometimes you can get worse before you get better.
Mm-hmm. Right. But then Sunday morning, mm-hmm. the pain was magically gone.
Oh.
Like nothing, like no pain at all.
Oh, like you never had it?
Like I've never had it.
Wow.
Yes.
And it never came back.
Yes.
Just one treatment.
One treatment did it.
A little education. Well, right by your arm is the heart channel and your pericardium channel. That's from thinking too much and stress.
Right.
They had to do with concern with stuff, you know.
Right.
And that's why you have the wrist pain and the arm pain.
Mm-hmm. And then I also treated you because you said you usually get back pain before your periods, right?
That's mm-hmm. correct.
Right. And so what happened with that?
I had no pain for several months.
Mm. Mm.
Several months.
Right.
And, you know, that was, you know, I used to get the back pain for years.
Mm.
I mean, we go back years.
Oh.
And every time I was going to have my period, that back pain was terrible.
Oh, my goodness. Every single time?
Every single time.
Yeah. So that's the kidney.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had that pain for years, many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And after Dr. Elaine treated me, it was gone.
Wonderful. So then, what happened recently?
Recently, I started having low back pain again.
Mm-hmm.
This was maybe last week.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Tong gave me a treatment this week, and the pain was gone. It's all gone.
All the time.
It's all gone again, and I hope it doesn't come back.
You told me that, you know, when you first came here, you were skeptical because I was telling everyone that everything can be cured and most of them are easy. And you say, I'm nuts.
I know. I said that to his face. Skeptical. I mean, you have to consider, you know, I've been working in the medical field, Western side, you know, for 15 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So coming into your office and you telling me that you can cure everything and anything, I thought you were completely nuts. And I told you.
Yes.
She's very honest with us.
So now do you believe me or no?
I do. I've been a believer for quite some time now.
Yeah. Okay. Tell us about your brother and all the patients you see. Yeah. They come in.
Yeah. Tell us about your brother. Actually.
Crying and everybody laughing and they leave all the time. Yes.
I'm telling you, I've been a believer for quite some time now.
Yeah. Tell us about your brother.
My brother had a motorcycle accident.
Pretty severe, right?
It was pretty severe, yes. This was maybe 2 months ago now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for a month, he was seeing just a orthopedic surgeon who did nothing for him. He would go into her office. She would examine his ankle. For 2 minutes is what he told me. She did nothing. She would just look at his ankle and tell him to go home.
Well, let me tell the listeners, actually, this accident. He was on the freeway and following, actually, a girl actually cut into his lane, right?
That's right.
And so basically the back of her car hit his motorcycle. He flipped off the motorcycle, fell on the back of her car, and then fell in the middle of the freeway.
Wow.
Right. He bounced on the trunk of her car.
On the trunk. And luckily, I mean, literally he had an angel with him because luckily the car that was following him saw it and stopped. Because if he didn't stop, I mean, he would have been in my... And he's so lucky because he didn't break any bones. The only thing was his left leg. He sprained it very severely, his left ankle.
Right.
So he only had issues from his... left knee down. I mean, he is so lucky. So,
he was very lucky.
Yeah.
So what is occupation? Stuntman?
He would be great for that, I think.
So basically for 5 weeks, his ankle swelling would not go down.
No,
right?
It would not go down.
Right? Well, because they didn't do anything. I mean,
right. Yeah. All they did was give him medication, pain medication. He was in a lot of pain.
Right, right.
He was in a lot of pain, so...
And the swelling, too.
The swelling, and he was just not functioning. He was on pain medication all day long.
Yeah.
Mm.
And was not sleeping from the pain. He was doing very bad.
And he couldn't work. He wasn't working either, right?
Correct.
Right, okay.
So what happened with Dr. Elaine's first treatment?
After the first treatment, the swelling went down.
Mm-hmm. Gee, good.
That was instantly. I mean, he was here in the office, and by the time he left, the foot was so much better.
Yeah.
The
yes.
swelling was a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
He came back. Let me go back. Right after the first treatment, you know, the very next day, he was very, very sore.
Right.
Again.
So I think the same thing happened to him. You know, he felt worse before he felt better.
Your brothers and sister, you got to act the same.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yes, he did feel worse the very next day.
I think it's genetics.
Exactly. We're brother and sister. But gradually it started getting better.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, he came back for... I believe two more treatments.
And he was actually still in crutches.
He was in crutches, right. Yes. The first and...
The second.
And the second treatment.
Right.
On the third treatment, he didn't walk in. Well, he walked in without the crutches.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the swelling was a lot better. You know, after the first treatment, he was able to sleep better.
Mm-hmm.
And before the treatment, he was not getting much sleep.
Yeah. Mm. And is he back to work yet?
He's back to work. He just started working yesterday, actually.
Oh fantastic.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's coming back to see Senior Tong.
Oh, you make me feel so bad. Actually, I'm getting younger and younger. What do you mean Senior Tong?
great.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's doing so much better.
Now tell us why you changed your mind. You believe me that everything can be cured.
Why?
Yes.
Because I see it here. I see it on a daily basis. You know,
yeah.
There's a lot of things, a lot of patients that when they first come in, I just, you know, I used to think to myself, you know, you are not going to get any better. But after the treatment, I'm not kidding. After the treatment, people are so much better. I mean, I worked for an ophthalmologist for 9 years. I could have sworn that when you told people that you could give them their vision back, you were lying.
No, we lie. We don't lie.
But, yeah. You know, I've seen it. I've seen
yeah.
people
glaucoma.
Get their vision back.
Yeah.
I've seen people get rid of their glaucoma drops.
Yeah.
I mean, during the 9 years that I worked for an ophthalmologist, never did
yeah.
I see that happen.
And remember, Peter had macular degeneration. Now he can
right.
see his hand now.
Right.
Yeah, he couldn't yeah. do it before. It was getting worse. Now he can see his hand.
Well, I remember the patient, Barbara, she had told her ophthalmologist, well, the ophthalmologist didn't believe that her pressures, well, they were coming down, but she thought it was from the drops. But she's been on the drops for 6 years.
Right. Right. And like
yeah.
I said, 9 years working for an ophthalmologist, never did I see anything like that happen.
Yeah. We have one patient that would have problem with the vision for all her 62-year life. And after two treatments, she saw everything on the freeway.
Oh,
she,
Esther,
right?
Esther,
yeah,
Esther.
Yeah.
Oh,
she,
good memory, Dr. Tom.
She could not. Yeah,
yeah,
I'm getting a little better. See,
yeah.
I'm going the other direction.
That's good.
And keep well, calling me Senior Tong, okay?
I can tell you about my vision. You know, the last treatment Dr. Tong gave me, he
yeah.
shot me for that.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And I do see a difference.
It's
you
clear,
know, I was,
right?
I was having trouble driving at night,
mm-hmm.
and things are clearer now.
Great.
Wow.
You're
yeah,
saying
I'm
you're,
telling you, I've been a believer for quite some time.
You're not saying that because you want a race, are you?
No, of course not, but I do want it.
Now you know, Dr. Tom.
She deserves one, yes.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Wonderful.
But
well,
yeah, I mean, you know, I give you guys a lot of credit, a lot of respect. I think what you guys do is just awesome.
Oh,
yes,
thank
it,
you
it
so
is.
Much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I'm beginning to like it so much because
yeah.
everybody come. Like yesterday, you know, we have a patient with the, on dialysis. She was so sick.
Yeah.
And she couldn't breathe.
We just
she couldn't
talked
talk.
To her. Yeah, she talked to us for like 7 minutes.
Yeah. Now she, yeah. Now she talked to us 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Her voice is strong.
We actually couldn't get her to stop talking.
Yeah, exactly. She couldn't talk yesterday. Yeah. She was so sick. And the daughter, you know, we could not get a hold of her. She has so much pain, and she didn't think that she can ever get better. Afterwards, mm-hmm. all the pain was gone. You see all the people are laughing every time they leave, you know?
Yeah. Well, Sam, thank you. So, you know, we are so happy to actually have you as a part of our family now. We're so happy
yes.
that you are. She really is one with
yeah,
us because she believes the paradigm. She sees it. She's experienced it. So
now she's hooked on the treatment.
It's so good to have people who are
who
working
knows
with you
it.
Who really are in the same paradigm. And so it will actually make our patients even better because,
yes.
you know,
because
they
you know,
can feel
yeah.
the energy. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we're so happy to have you with us, and we're so
yes.
glad you're doing better. So.
Oh, thank you.
And mm-hmm. thanks for taking time out of your work day to
yeah, thank you, Sam.
Oh, not a problem.
Yes.
All right. We'll see you soon.
Okay.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Give us a call at 714-556-8664. Again, our number is 714-556-8664. Our website is drtong.com, drtong.com. If you're just joining us right now, you missed two great cases. We had Violet with us, who suffered from many years of congestive heart failure, chronic renal failure, actually end-stage renal failure. She's on dialysis. And pulmonary hypertension. When she came in, she could not talk. She could not breathe. She could not lie on her back. And after the first treatment, her breathing was so much better. We just talked to her for about 6-7 minutes. We couldn't actually get her to stop talking.
Yes.
And also she had her first normal urination in many, many years last night after the treatment.
That's because we strengthened her kidney function.
Right.
Okay. And her story is actually more truthful because you see a lot of pain still on her arm because she is so sick. It's
right.
not possible to get rid of
you
all
can.
Her symptoms.
Yeah. And the arm makes sense. That's where the lung and large intestine channel is.
Exactly.
It goes directly to the lung so you can breathe better.
Yeah. Most important is you can breathe. You can talk.
Right.
She couldn't.
Breathing is
yeah.
very important.
And she start urinating a little bit.
Yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm.
We also had with us Samantha. She's actually our office manager and came when working with us for a year, came in very skeptical. She worked in the medical field with Western doctors for 15 years, with an ophthalmologist for 9 years, and came in listening to Dr. Tong telling his patients, you know, I can fix everything. I can fix this and that. And she told him, she's very straightforward, I think you're nuts, you know, telling patients that. But she really is a true believer now.
She thought I was senile. Okay, now she called me senior.
Her first treatment was actually with me a few months ago after a stressful situation at work, which caused severe sudden onset of pain in her arm and wrist. And then she also had a chronic issue with premenstrual cramps and back pain, actually more back pain. After every single period, she would get severe back pain. After that first treatment, the pain was completely gone in her wrist and hand, and she didn't have any back pain for several months after her period. And I think, you know, things are still kind of stressful, and the back pain came back, and Dr. Tong gave her a treatment and also treated her vision. And immediately after the treatment, actually, her back pain was gone.
And her vision's
her
better
vision
at night.
Is better at night.
And she worked for ophthalmologists. And
right.
Things like that never happened in for 9 years.
Right. And yeah. We actually brought up Barbara's case. We need to have her on soon. But she's been on – Barbara, our patient, was on glaucoma drops for 6 years. And
yeah.
After, I think, 5 or 6 treatments, when she went to go get her pressures checked, her pressures dropped several points. And actually, the ophthalmologist – she told me the ophthalmologist came in to recheck it herself because it was the tech that was checking it. She said, let me recheck this. I'm going to make sure. She couldn't believe it, so she actually dropped her drops in half. She went again, I think, just recently, and I think she might be completely off the drops. I'm not sure. We'll have to get her on. But the ophthalmologist attributes them to the drops, but
she's been on that for
6 years.
She's
been on for 6 years. So, you know, Barbara told her, well, I think it's the other doctor that's been doing injections for my eye vision, for my vision,
yeah.
for my sight. So, incredible story. So, you know, as Samantha said, working for the ophthalmologist for 9 years, she has never seen vision improvement like this.
Yeah, we have a patient who's seeing now with macular degeneration.
Right.
A patient that has 62 years problem, and after 2 treatments can see everything on the freeway.
Right. Yeah. Give us a call, 714-556-8664. Our website's drtong.com, drtong.com. Have a great weekend. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.